The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, a young friend of mine sent me an article he was disturbed about. A man who, no doubt, is a sincere believer, was saying Christians should not be involved in government because, as he said, God's kingdom isn't here on earth. He went on to put forth the idea that our work as Christians is to share the gospel with the lost, not to lobby in government. This is a common mistake I hear believers make. They divide life into the spiritual and the secular parts. In their thinking, neither is supposed to affect the other. Is God's kingdom only in heaven? If that were true, why did God say in Genesis 1:26 that the reason He made us was so we could be in His image, after His likeness, and have dominion over all the earth? If we were made to look like God, live like God, and rule like God, as this verse teaches, whose kingdom did He desire to be on this earth? Perhaps you're thinking, but that was before man sinned in the garden. Is it still the will of God for us to rule with His authority in this present world? Then also answer this. Why did Jesus teach us to pray after the fall of man into sin, Father, Your kingdom come, Your will be done in earth as it's being done in heaven, in Matthew 6:10? Did Jesus not say the kingdom of God is within you? It has always been the will of God to live inside believers and rule through them in this world. He desires first to rule through us over our own fleshly desires. This is internal self-government. It is achieved as we submit to His indwelling Holy Spirit and believe that Christ took to the cross all that was against His will. Others see the dominion of the King of Heaven in us as we live this way. Literally, it is Christ in us, the hope of glory, ruling us internally and living His life through us in this present world. Christ's kingdom is shown through us now on this earth. If Christ can live through an individual and rule that individual's life, why could He not live through two individuals, a husband and a wife, and rule a family's life? If He could live through one family's life, why couldn't He live through a group of families? Thus, the kingdom of God will be coming on this earth through those families. We're not saying those individuals and those families would be perfect, but we are saying the general course of their lives would show the indwelling rule of Christ. If Christ could live through a group of families, wouldn't that be a community allowing Christ to express His life through them? What kind of education, economic, and governmental systems would that community have? Wouldn't the kingdom of God be being expressed through those institutions of their culture? Would their education system teach the gospel and its principles in all subjects of their schools? Wouldn't that civil government protect that kind of education system by law? Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what our Pilgrim forefathers did when they came to this country in 1620. Later, our founding fathers codified into law a national government that would protect that vision by national law that was already being protected by state law. That's what makes this nation unique among all the nations of the world. Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, stood up after the Declaration had just been signed and declared, "This day we have restored the sovereign to whom all men ought to be obedient, and from the rising to the setting sun, may His kingdom come." Don't be deceived into leaving God's kingdom in heaven. Americans never thought that way until the 1920s when liberalism began to steal from us the belief that God is sovereign in this present world. Let Christ rule through you. He is Lord of all. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including the revival meetings we do in churches, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.